Welcome to the Balanced Wellness Solutions Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Courtney Ciccoletti, your pharmacist turned functional medicine practitioner and integrative nutrition health coach. I'm on a mission to help others find alternative solutions to the chronic issues that far too often consume our lives. Balance is an individual journey that looks different for everyone. So on this show, I sit down with other leaders in the wellness space to discuss ways you can achieve it. We tackle topics like recovering from chronic illness, developing habits to improve mental health, and even how natural remedies like CBD can help aid in the healing process. It's time to find a solution to balance your wellness. Welcome back, everyone. Today, I am here with Julie Vincent. She is a mindset and wellness coach on a mission to help women find transformative wellness by embodying their most joyful life. Through intentional mindset and mindfulness work, guided deep dives, and nutrition and wellness support, Julie guides you to amplify your wellness through integrating small rituals and mindset shifts into your days. Welcome, Julie. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me.
I'm so excited for you to be on today. And always my first question when I have guests on is, you know, how did you get into this line of work? We all have, you know, usually a journey, and usually it's a very personal story that we have that got us into our regular, whatever we started with and where we are now. So how did you get to where you are? Where did this all begin?
Yeah, I definitely have a story. Thanks for asking. So I actually started out my career in marketing and communications. And I, you know, did that for a while and sort of climbed the corporate ladder, if you will, and found that regardless of how much money I was making or how many of the boxes that I had checked in my life, you know, that I was supposed to be like in my 20s, I really wasn't quite feeling, you know, happy and fulfilled. And so I made a decision to, you know, do things outside of work at the time to really help myself, you know, feel better. And I dug really deep into wellness activities, you know, to decrease my stress as well as just feel good. And my body was having some pain at the time due to some hip issues that I was born with. So I got really deep into yoga. And I practiced yoga for a while and simultaneously while working in marketing, and realized that it was something that I was really interested in and I wanted to learn a lot more about. So I took a yoga teacher training and I did a 3-month intensive. It was Friday, Saturday, Sunday, for 3 months, and really learned so much about yoga, but also just wellness in general. And it piqued my interest into taking a little bit of a turn in my career. So I decided that I would leverage my marketing communications experience and get into the wellness world and transition to a corporate wellness role. So I ran the global wellness program for a consulting firm for a couple of years, and basically just used my yoga wellness knowledge and my marketing knowledge and created like this corporate communications wellness program. As I was doing that, I was working with people one-on-one. I was teaching yoga there. I was teaching meditation there. And I had my son. So I, you know, knew that I wasn't going to be able to really feel successful if I was working part-time doing that. There was just some red, you know, roadblocks. And I decided to stay home with him for a little bit. And while I did that, I was like, you know what, why don't I go back to school and become certified in wellness even more? So I went to the Institute of Integrative Nutrition and learned a ton about holistic wellness and nutrition. And that was sort of my entryway into becoming a coach.
Me too. That was where I started at IIN. That's awesome. I love it. Their program is amazing. And it really teaches you so much about, you know, nutrition on and off the plate. You know, nutrition is so important for, you know, every inch of our body. But when it's, you know, looking at all of the other things in our life that keep things balanced, you know, and keep the mind healthy as well as the body, it's everything. You know, I always say to people, you can be like a kale eating marathon runner and do all the right things. But if you're not, you know, supporting your mental wellness, it's, you know, it's you're working against yourself. You're never going to reach your goals.
That's right. They call it primary foods. You know, actual foods are secondary. They're things that we need, but primary foods are the things like our relationships, our spirituality, you know, the things that bring us joy in our life that we need to make sure we prioritize in our days.
Absolutely. And I can say from my own journey where, you know, my career did a complete turnaround as a traditional pharmacist in like the mom and pop pharmacy setting. Well, initially in the corporate setting and then to, you know, where I'm at now in my part-time life and then my functional medicine practice. It's kind of like, you know, a shift of, you know, I was burning the candle at both ends very deeply for a long time when I was full-time at the pharmacy and then 24/7 trying to create this business of helping people actually, you know, without medication, trying to get off of medications or find the root cause of what's going on in their body. And, you know, looking at my own health and wellness, I was doing all the right things. I was eating the right foods, getting the right workouts in, doing the yoga and meditation, you know, all of the things that we do to keep healthy. But I was burning it so hard where I was stressing my nervous system out. And, you know, you can't heal and you can't feel good to your core when that's happening, you know?
Absolutely. I can't agree more. And I think the continuation of my story, if you'd like to hear is,
I love, that,
you know, after about 5 years of doing my business, coaching primarily moms one-to-one and a little bit of group coaching, I had my own physical issue, which was that hip problem that I was born with. I had hip dysplasia, sort of hit ahead. And one day when I was jumping at Sky Zone with my son, the first day of the summer, right after kindergarten, I hobbled out of there in so much pain that I could hardly walk. And I, you know, held onto that pain that whole summer and sort of pushed through it and did all of my traditional wellness things that I do to deal with pain like that. And it just wasn't really going anywhere. And finally I pushed myself to go to a surgeon. And they told me, you have, you know, complete loss of your cartilage, you have bone spurs and a cyst in your hip, and you need to consider getting a hip replacement. Wow. And so I was 40 years old at that time and just, you know, had never really considered that I would need to replace my hip at such a young age. And it completely led to this huge shift in my life, a surrender in all ways, including with my business. And after I got the replacement done, which was a couple months later, you know, I was sitting on the couch really in pain and completely bored because everybody was doing things for me. And I was, you know, just reading books and watching Netflix. And that's not really the life I live on the day to day. I had a lot of chance to really think about what it was that was important to me and the surrender that I was going through and, you know, really made a huge shift in my definition of wellness at that point. And I wanted less hustle and more joy. I wanted less autopilot and more presence, you know, and I realized that I had the choice to make that shift and it was up to me. And so I did. I moved my business, grew it into something much larger. And now I am focusing not only on holistic wellness, but also this umbrella of mindset and positive mindset and, you know, willingness to, you know, a bias towards action really, and finding daily joy.
I love that. And I think it's so important. And whether it's, you know, in the coaching space one-on-one or in group like you do on both ends, I think sometimes we all need these reminders. You know, it's, you know, when we're going through different, you know, different things in life and different seasons in life. And, you know, a big thing for me is journaling, you know, just even in the morning, just sitting down and writing like 5 things I'm grateful for, even if it's a busy morning, just to kind of write, it sets your day off into a totally different pattern. Even just putting, you know, pen to paper and actually like expressing it, it just makes you think of, even if it's something where I'm just super busy and it's just 5 silly things that just don't even seem like a big deal. Like I had a warm bed to sleep in, you know,
right, absolutely.
Happy and healthy, right?
Yeah, it shifts your energy, you know, and energy is life. Like we, if you wake up and you're in a funk because you didn't really sleep well and you just kind of, your kids jump on you and you run downstairs and you start to make lunch and, you know, it just spirals. And then all of a sudden, like you're in a bad mood, right? But if you wake up and you say, I'm not going to check my phone. I'm just going to say the five things I'm grateful for. Like me, I meditate for 5 to 15 minutes, depending on the day, you know, and that really sets the stage for the energy for the day.
It certainly does. And it makes a difference. And I notice the difference on the days I do it and on the days I don't, where it's, you know, when I get into it and then I feel like I'm very like consistent with it, because you notice a difference. And it does, it sets your mood, it sets your energy for the day. And, you know, I think so many people don't realize the power that we have over our minds, you know, like you can choose to have a good day or you can let things consume you. And it's, you know, I don't know about you, but especially when I'm in the pharmacy all day and it's just nothing but people coming at me. I'm just going to be honest and, you know, transparent. Yeah. Like it's rough in retail. Anybody can relate to that, I think. And, you know, sometimes I have to reset my mind every like 5 minutes, you know, like, okay, you know, and thinking of those things and taking it back to grateful and, you know, hey, I am here. I'm able to work. I am meeting so many great people and come across so many great people and, you know, able to help them in a different capacity. So, you know,
love that ritual. I always love mantras in those cases as well. You know, if you're like, I just need a simple little mindset shift. You have your mantra, you know, like I am at peace or I'm enjoying my day, things like that, that just shift your mindset. And it might sound silly saying it because you don't quite believe it, but you have to say it in order to believe it.
It's true. I feel like you have to say it to believe it. And then sometimes you need to write it to believe it. Like
yeah, I believe that too. Sure.
Right. I feel like it's kind of like, it just takes it to a different level. Like sometimes it's like even thinking it in your head versus saying it aloud or, you know, putting pen to paper and journaling. And I feel like I'm getting better and better at journaling, where I always feel like, oh, I don't have time. I'll write, you know, I know that there's some like pre-made up journals that do like, okay, list, you know, these five things you're grateful for, or like your intentions and whatever, but it is setting intentions in your day and just living it to be mindful and actually having like those, you can call them goals, intentions, whatever you want to look at in your day, even if it's something simple. It really makes your day purposeful and it makes you live with intention and with meaning. And it's so important. It's important to all of the relationships that we have as moms, as wives, as workers, as practitioners, all that we do to help people, you know, just being mindful and present in the moment is so important.
Oh, 100%. I can't agree more. And it's one of the main things that I focus on with my clients. And also in my family, you know, just really helping people understand the power of being mindful, being present, having awareness. Because when you have the awareness, then you can make a conscious choice and you can make a step. But if you don't have the awareness, like a lot of us live on autopilot, myself included, I've definitely done that. And sometimes, some days I do, you know, but when you can realize that you're living on autopilot and things are just kind of going and you're not really noticing your feelings, you're not really intentionally doing the things that you want, then you can pause and make a choice.
It's so true. And I think a big part of this too, and I think you would agree, is like self-care. I think self-care is so important. It's important for us, especially as moms, you know, it's like, you know, not to brag as moms, but like, you know, we keep it all together, right? So it's constantly like we're last. It's always like we're doing all of these things and going through all of these seasons of life where we've got to get it done, whether what your work situation is, whatever, you know, how many kids you have, whatever. There's always something to be done for somebody else. And I find when I'm doing self-care, it helps you care for other people better when you're taking care of yourself, you know, when you're right. So when you're like burnout and you're running and just running on the autopilot, going through the motions, not taking care of yourself, just something simple as, you know, as doing a skincare routine at night, or I love castor oil packs. So doing something like that for my body to give myself, you know, that like just nurturing something just extra TLC. I think that's so important, and it helps our own mindset and our own productivity, where, hey, I feel good. I feel accomplished. I did something for myself. I gave my body some extra love.
That's right. I think, you know, there's a couple points that I want to talk about with self-care. I think one of the main issues, especially with moms around self-care, is the guilt. Like, you know, I shouldn't be doing this. I should be doing something else for someone else, you know, or I've got to get things done around the house, or I have to do this, finish this thing for work. I don't have time. And, you know, the the real point there is, you know, guilt means you're not doing enough. And generally, if you actually take a moment and look at your life or your day, I think most of us would be able to argue that we're doing enough. You know,
true.
So, like, being able to say, I am doing enough. I deserve a break. I deserve some sort of self-care. And the second point is, it doesn't have to be some crazy amount of time. It doesn't have to be some luxurious getaway or even, you know, getting your nails done for an hour. It really can be something that just makes you feel good in your home. Or maybe you go for a walk. Maybe you cook yourself a nice lunch and you eat it without rushing. You know,
I love that.
Dance around in your house and to a good, you know, playlist, like whatever makes you feel good. Calling a friend is one of my biggest forms of self-care and having, you know, a 20-minute conversation because it fills my cup and makes me feel supported. I love listening to others, you know, updates. It just makes me feel connected. You know, thinking about all those other pieces of the wellness pie, right?
Absolutely. I love that. I love all of that because you don't have to look at it like it's going to take a big chunk out of my day, even if you start with something small, because you're not doing the things that in practice that make you have those moments of, okay, I did something for myself, but just something small. I love the whole cooking yourself and eating a meal because I feel like, you know, I'm just thinking back to my son's 16 now, but I'm thinking when he was younger and, you know, like you said about the guilt, I remember going to the gym and feeling like, okay, like I started and then I stopped. It took me a couple years to really get into a routine because I felt bad that I was leaving him with somebody else when it was like, well, I shouldn't be doing that. And it was like an unhealthy guilt that, you know, that right. I think we all feel as moms, you know, but even just at the time, just looking at, okay, you make a meal, they'll cut the crust off the sandwich. And I think I would eat that as like a, you know, that was my lunch, you know?
Oh yeah.
Right. Like how I would do things different. Like what I know now, 16 years later, I wish I would have practiced that then when I was rushing and trying to get through all of the things. But you know,
self-care is also making yourself a meal, packing yourself a snack. You know, like we're always packing for everyone else, making everybody else stuff. But like, how often are you making something for yourself?
It's so true. And I love that you said that too, because that's my big thing. Like, you know, working in retail pharmacy, you know, we just don't get breaks. I don't know why in most professions, it's just like, we just don't. Like as the pharmacist, you just don't. You're always there, even if you're just inhaling something as meals. And it's taken me a long time in the past few years now where I really self-consciously pack, you know, intentional snacks and lunch, even if I know I'm not going to get time to go sit down and have a, you know, 20-30 minute break, just making sure I'm fueling my body properly, because there's plenty of times I didn't throughout my
life. That is so, so, so important for blood sugar, because that affects your mindset and your, you know, day, your energy, also nutrition, of course, you know, especially as we get older, you know, and we need these things to be strong, to maintain our health, you know,
For sure.
And to your point before about working out, like I almost always feel guilty still working out during my work day, you know, or during a time like a Saturday morning that the family is around. But then I always try to just pause because I have awareness, you know, and then shift my mindset to I'm becoming strong so that I can be healthy to have my family and do all these things, you know, because as we get older, unfortunately, aging causes things like, you know, weaker bones and, you know, we can get sick more easily and things like that. And so nourishment and fitness, those become so much more important. So letting the guilt go around that and having a mantra or a mindset like, no, I need this to be strong. I'm going to be strong by doing this.
I love that. And I want to talk about your new book club, your mindful book club. I love it because, you know, like we were talking about earlier today before we started this podcast, how, you know, one really big part of self-care is just doing something that brings you joy, whether it's, you know, 5 minutes or an hour or whatever it is. So tell us about this.
It launched earlier this month. So the Mindful Book Club is a group of women who are reading a a book together that is all about, you know, growing themselves in some way, shape, or form. So a lot of us read these types of, you can call them self-help books or personal growth books, and we read them because we are interested, and then we kind of put it back on the shelf and we don't really look at it ever again. So my intention here is to have us focus on a certain topic, read a book together, and learn from the content, put it to use in our lives through exercises and activities, and really live it so that it becomes a part of our rituals and it becomes a part of our life. And we didn't waste our time just reading a book and putting it back on the shelf. And you know, there's a lot of value to reading together, obviously. You know, we have the camaraderie and the accountability. I have a WhatsApp group, so we talk a lot and share quotes, and we have access to the author this month. So we're asking him questions, and he's given us some extra guidance and love, which has been really, really cool. So it's really just a group community reading together. And then as far as the self-care component goes, you know, I'm teaching people through breaking it down into small bits of reading each week that, you know, it is possible to read for self-care and the value of reading for self-care. So it's been really great so far, and we're excited to do another one next month.
I love it. So if anybody is interested in that, we'll have ways to connect with Julie in the show notes for, you know, how you can connect or get in touch with her website, or what is the best way to get in touch with you, Julie, if people want to join the book club or work with you?
It's probably easiest to find me on Instagram. I am Julie Vincent, or you can email me julie@clearspaceforjoy.com, and I can send you the link.
Awesome. I will. And like I said, there'll be links in the show notes if you want to connect with Julie.
Great.
Well, I thank you so much for being on today, Julie. I love all of the work you're doing, and I know you're impacting so many of us mamas that just need that extra TLC and just that guidance. Like, sometimes we all need a little bit of coaching and love when it comes to ourselves. I mean, it's so important to have people, you know, to make time for ourselves and to, you know, to really focus on mindset. It's all part of the healing journey. So, you know, you can be doing all of the quote unquote healthy things, but if your mindset is not there and you're not taking care of yourself and nurturing yourself in the proper ways, you know, you can't heal.
That's right. Thanks so much for having me. It's been great.
Thank you so much for being on. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you so much for listening to the Balanced Wellness Solutions podcast. Please leave a 5-star review if anything in this show spoke to you, or share this show with a friend to spread the word and help others find the balance they may also be searching for. Make sure to follow along with me on LinkedIn or Instagram at Dr. Courtney with a K, Ciccoletti, or check out my website at www.wellness-solutions.co to find out how we can possibly work together. Be well.